Thanks for tuning in to Cover 2, presented by AAA. Scott Kegley, Taylor Price, here at Candlestick Park. 49ers get their ninth win of the season. Taylor, a hard-fought victory. 49ers pull away in the second half. Three touchdowns, 27-13. They get the W.
Nice, solid effort from the 49ers this week. No back-to-back losses in team history under Jim Harbaugh. And the 49ers were dominant in the second half. Really got away in the second half with Colin Kaepernick's 50-yard touchdown run. Left Miami without any questions to follow up with. They could not respond to that big touchdown run, and time went out on them. 27-13, a nice team-wide victory for the 49ers. Special teams with the turnover sparked it, got the possession inside the 9-yard line, and the 49ers scored on that and really, really was dominant in the second half. I mean, Miami came into this place playing good football at Candlestick. We're 6-3 trailing at halftime, but the 49ers in the second half, too strong, too much weapons. Michael James making his NFL debut was really looking nice with Colin Kaepernick today.
Yeah, and a couple of milestones to talk about, too. It seems like each week there's another record that's about to be broken or has been broken. First one to talk about, Taylor Alden Smith now set the franchise record single-season sack mark.
Two sacks today, 19 and a half on the year, and he's tracking down Michael Strahan's NFL single-season record for 22 and a half sacks. Looking like he's going to get that going down the stretch. He's got some winnable games, matchups with Arizona, Seattle, and New England down the stretch, so you got to keep your eye on that. Alden Smith getting close to that Michael Strahan's sack record, and the other one was Frank Gore today. Picked up his 50th rushing touchdown, a nice game for him. Talked about his versatility in this game. You know, running those zone read schemes with Michael James, Gore just as well can do that type of stuff. And the pistol offense in the second half, Greg Roman did a nice job of mixing up those plays, getting Miami off balance in the very last play of the game. Kaepernick exploited the Miami defense for that 50-yard score.
Yeah, and Gore said when he turned 29, he wasn't going to let that slow him down. Really kind of made a point to just kind of increase his longevity in the NFL. And then you look at the rookie, Michael James, made his NFL debut, 8 carries. And it was a good debut for LaMichael.
Yeah, 14 weeks into the season, everyone wants to know what the second-round pick can do on the offensive side of the ball for the 49ers. And this week, LaMichael really kept his feet moving and got it out to the perimeter. Made some nice runs inside the hash marks as well. Showed some diversity, caught the ball. Returned kickoffs for the 49ers this week. And so you got to look at it as Michael James has definitely included himself in the conversation on offense. Got to see how the 49ers utilize him in these next 3 weeks coming down the stretch, finishing on the playoff run for the 49ers.
Yeah, and I like what Michael said in the post-game locker room. He was asked if the zone read can work in the NFL. He said, well, it did today. And the 49ers got their ninth straight win. Next up, another AFC East opponent. 49ers traveling to New England to take on the Patriots. It's been Cover 2 presented by AAA. Scott Kegley, Taylor Price, 49ers.com.